I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A former scientist for the Colorado Bureau of Investigation tampered with lab results. That's according to an internal affairs investigation that found more than 650 cases where DNA results had been manipulated. The scientist omitted facts from criminal justice records, tampered with DNA results, and violated CBI's code of conduct. It'll cost CBI $7.5 million to retest the more than 1,000 cases the scientist handled. Today is International Women's Day, which celebrates the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. And one Denver doctor was honored today for her work in making childbirth safer. As a young girl growing up in rural Ethiopia, Dr. Migs Muldrow helped out a village health clinic.
It's hard for people to understand, but I lived pretty much in Ethiopia till I was 13. So the people there raised me up. They gave me all the love in their hearts and took me in at every moment in my life, and I miss them.
Dr. Muldrow founded the Village Health Partnership in Ethiopia. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Denver on Tuesday. It's part of a four-state visit following the State of the Union, and it will be her fourth visit to Colorado. She is expected to discuss economic issues. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. 6 minutes now past 7 o'clock. Keep it tuned for Colorado Matters. That is next, followed by Fresh Air tonight at 8. Also on the menu tonight, the Moth Radio Hour following Fresh Air at 9, and BBC World News starting at 10. In the low 20s for Denver and Colorado Springs tonight, sunny and in the 50s tomorrow.